and welcome to the furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's not uncommonly heard from some Christians that to be Christian, all I need to do is fulfill the first line of today's first reading. If your lips confess that Jesus is Lord, and if you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then you will be saved. No need for confession or baptism or any sacraments, really. Nor really of heaps of other people. No need for a church, logically. I need just to do that sincerely. And all my sins are forgiven, and I'm certainly going to heaven, and I know with certainty that I'm going to heaven. The problem with these ideas and this way of thinking is, of course, that it's easy to meet people who did that once and were Christian for a while, but are not Christian now, or don't live like Christians now. So obviously, this previous interpretation is untrue. And we understand more accurately that human beings are sacramental people of both the invisible, so the heart, and the lips, the visible. And that's why the church has sacraments. And that's why we can't come to believe in Jesus without the help of all the others. In other words, that's why we Christians are always together a church. Let us pray. We humbly implore your majesty, O Lord, that just as the blessed apostle Andrew was for your church a preacher and pastor, so he may be for us a constant intercessor before you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.